one of the greatest days. Today is the day of the Pentecost, or the day of the Feast of the Feasts. In Arabic means Al Ansara, means feast or feast of feasts. And the other name is the Paraclete, or the descent of the Holy Spirit on our fathers, the apostles. The Holy Spirit in the believers is dwelling in them, renewing them, acting in them, working in them to the image. The image is the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Paraclete, the word itself is in Greek, could be translated the same word into four words, and this is what we are talking about today. The meaning of the word Paraclete. But first, in John 14, not the chapter you heard, but a couple of chapters before, there is a verse or a couple of verses I'd like you to think about. Our Lord said, "And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you." This same Spirit is the Spirit which is in us. And this is the Spirit in the believers. Of course, when God created us on His image, and when He breathed the breath of life in each human, or in Adam, and through Adam it came to each human being, it is a touch from the Holy One that we have a Spirit inside us. And this Spirit is guiding us to some extent to what is right and what is wrong. But the believers in the New Testament, and at the birth of the church, and from that point, every believer baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he receives the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit dwells in us and is trying to give us what is for us, which is the image which was lost by sin. It is renewal of the Holy Spirit inside us to act in us and to always to change in us and to make us as a temple, place of dwelling of God inside us, and the Spirit dwells in us, as He said, "For He dwells with you and will be in you," because the Holy Spirit did not descend yet. This is why He said "will be in you," but He dwells in us. So the four, the Paraclete in Greek, or the Helper, which is the translation of Paraclete from Greek to English, they put it the word Helper. Actually, it means more than Helper. It could mean about four or five words, but we'll take four of them. The word Helper, who needs help? The one who needs help is the one who is weak, the one who is feeling like me. Every day I'm trying to do something good and I fail. I'm trying to get rid of something bad and I fail. Every now and then I'm trying and I'm struggling. This is the people who need the Helper, need some help from outside. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit. He is the Helper. In Romans 8:26, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses." If your weakness is a bad habit like smoking, like drinking, and you're trying, or like gambling, and you're trying over and over, and you feel that every day you're giving a commitment to God, and you fail in doing this commitment, a weakness. Each one of us has certain weaknesses. If this is a weakness in your life, this is your day to ask the Holy Spirit to renew His effect and His power inside you, so that any weakness you have, this is the time you ask Him to give you the strength. When you feel you're weak, God will give you His strength. But if you feel that you don't need God, God will not force Himself to you. He will not enter by force to your heart. You have to willingly ask Him. He is the Helper. The Paraclete is the Helper. He wants to help. If you have a sin and it is repeated in your confessions, every time you confess, you are repeating the same sin. Sin of envy, sin of hatredness, sin of, "I can't love my co-workers, I can't love my spouse, I can't love someone, is annoying me." This is the Helper. Do not rely on your power. God is giving you His power by the Holy Spirit which dwells in you. He is the Helper. The Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. He is ready to help. Take His help and use His help to give you the helper. Second word is the comforter. Again, who needs comforter? Who needs comfort? One is either sad, one who feels loneliness, one who feels that he is in this world, every day is boring like the day before, and there is no hope. Every day is similar that to other days. I feel that life lost its taste. I feel that I need the comfort. I feel that I'm tired. I feel at the beginning of the day, not even at the end of the day, I am awake and I'm supposed to have all the energy to start my day, and I'm feeling that I'm weak. I am feeling that I don't have motivation. I don't have this energy to be able to finish my day. All of us, we have these feelings. And the Holy Spirit is the comforter. He is the spirit of comfort. Whether it is a problem, whether it is a trouble, whether it is a temptation beyond my ability to tolerate, whether it is even a cross, and I feel that there is a cross I am carrying, whether it is a sickness, He is the spirit of comfort. And listen to again St. Paul when he said about God, who comforts us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. God is ready to comfort. He is the spirit of comfort. He is giving you the comforter, the Holy Spirit, the comforter, to dwell in you, to give you the comfort at the time when you feel that you are really in tribulation or trouble. Just pray. Just talk to God. Just ask Him to renew the spirit inside you, and He will give you the comfort. Third is the counselor. Again, who needs counsel? Anyone who feels that he is lacking wisdom, anyone who feels that he is lacking experience, who feels he is young, who feels that, like Solomon, when he was, God liked so much what he was doing. When his father David died, and he became the king, he told him, Lord, listen, I am so little in front of all your people. I have nothing to be able to guide your people. I don't know what to tell them. I don't know how to lead them. So I want only wisdom to be able to save them. I want wisdom to be able to guide them. And God so much liked this request. And He told him, listen, you ask only for wisdom. You didn't ask for your enemies. You didn't ask for money. You didn't ask for other kings to kill them. You didn't ask for anything. So what you asked is wisdom. No one, since you asked this request, will be like you in wisdom. And the things which you didn't ask, like money, no one will be like you in money, in power, in authority, and no one will stand in front of your face all the days of your life. So God is able to give us wisdom if we ask. As St. James said, ask from Him who gives freely without reproach. He will not ask wisdom. Wisdom, one of the things, it will never come unless you ask. And He is the spirit of wisdom. The Paraclete is the spirit of counselor. If you need an advice, it is inside you. And this is why in the epistle of St. John, you will find that the Catholic epistle, the first word, he said, but you have anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. What is this anointing? Of course, it is the Holy Spirit. And then he will go. We'll go then, and he said, "But the in verse 27, but the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone should teach you, but as the same anointing teach you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie." So he's saying that if you need counsel, the Holy Spirit is able to guide you. He is the spirit of counsel. He is the counselor. He gives you all what you need if you need wisdom. And the last, the same word, Paraclete, means the advocate. Advocate, it could be like the avocato or the lawyer. When I assign someone to be my to represent me in front of in a lawsuit or something, there is always a judge, and there is prosecutor, and there is me. Always the prosecutor wants to have all the punishment or all the he's Satan. He's asking that I should die. I am very shortcoming in what I'm doing. I have no excuse in my sin. I should perish. I should die. But then the Holy Spirit come as my advocate, as in front of God, the right judge. And he tells me, and he tells God, that I know that he is out of his weaknesses and out of ignorance he did this. So forgive him. He doesn't know what he is doing. So give him another chance. And this is the Holy Spirit who is interceding in our behalf. He is groaning, like St. Paul again in Romans 8 when he said, "For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." The Holy Spirit inside us is our advocate. He is trying to fill our mouth with words of prayer so that when we stand in front of God, we are having an intercessor, which is the Holy Spirit inside us, to be our advocate, acting on our behalf, so that in front of God we are not condemned. May the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, who is renewing the heart, who is looking at us and looking at the Holy Father, and he is asking for us to be filled by the Holy Spirit. It is a commandment. Be filled by the Holy Spirit. So we are just supposed to be an empty vessel. The more you feel that you're empty, the Holy Spirit will be more able to fill you with him, to whom is glory forever and ever. Amen.